Today, I'm going to the dentist, and I'm not looking forward to it. I know, I shouldn't complain. Life is good. I'm in good health, and I've most of my teeth. You see, my grandmother always said, take care of your teeth. And that's why we should floss, it's why we should brush our teeth, and it's why we should go to the dentist regularly. And we know that dentists are important people, right? And you know, it's kind of sad because dentists, they don't get the respect they deserve because you never hear anybody say, is there a dentist in the house? Anyhow, I have this one tooth that bothers me. It has been hurting for a while now, and today I'm going to take care of it. But this morning, I'm dragging to get up because I know what day it is, Dentist Day. So while I'm laying in bed and then staring at the ceiling, I realize that there are two important life lessons here. Life lesson number one, it has to hurt before we take action. And I really don't know who wired us this way. See, I recently read an article in Entrepreneur magazine that said it's easier to sell painkillers than vitamins. And why is that? Well, because vitamins are nice to have. They prevent us from having problems down the line. Same goes for exercise or eating healthy or flossing or starting to invest when we are young. We know that we should do that, but we don't see immediate gratification. Because we're not losing 10 pounds after we exercised for 15 minutes, right? And that's why often all these things are not that important. Am I right? Anyhow, when we are in pain, then we need a painkiller. And we need it now. Nobody needs to convince us that we need a painkiller. Just give it to me. When we are in pain, we take action. When we are not, we often like to do it later or start on Monday. You know what I mean, right? Isn't that interesting? Anyhow, so life lesson number two, it's never as bad as we think it is. You see, in my mind, today will be the most painful day of my life, which of course is highly exaggerated, probably not true. And you see, in my mind, the dental assistant with her mask will look like the police during a riot in South Korea and probably treat me this way. In my mind, the dentist's tools are the high-tech version of medieval torture instruments. And in my mind, the dentist will torture me for 3 hours while I'm in excruciating pain. But you see, in reality, the dental assistant is probably the nicest person making sure that I'm comfortable. In reality, the whole procedure will probably take 15 minutes at most. And in reality, I won't feel anything because, come on, we live in 2019 and no longer in medieval times. But somehow in our mind, things are often much scarier, aren't they? And after we took action and then finally did it, we often say, oh, that wasn't too bad at all. Okay, anyhow, time to get out of bed and get it done. Oh, one final thought. Do you think I should brush my teeth this morning, or is that as useless as washing your hair and styling it before you get a haircut? Anyhow, just kidding. All right, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to the dentist. It'll be just fine. Talk soon.